From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. France and Britain agree to take thousands of refugees. French President François Hollande said his country would accept 24,000 refugees over the next 2 years. British Prime Minister David Cameron said 20,000 Syrian refugees from camps in Turkey, Jordan, and Syria would settle in Britain over the next 5 years. Henry Widgewell has more.
Britain had refused to increase its intake of refugees, but in Parliament Monday, Prime Minister David Cameron announced a further 20,000 Syrian refugees would be given asylum over the next 5 years.
We will continue with our approach of taking refugees from the camps and from elsewhere in Turkey, Jordan and Lebanon.
Cameron refused to sign on to European Union plans for compulsory quotas of refugees who have already arrived in Europe. Henry Ridgewell, London.
France will begin surveillance flights over Syria ahead of possibly joining the U.S.-led coalition of countries conducting airstrikes against Islamic State militants there. French President François Hollande made the announcement Monday. Turkish fighter jets launched airstrikes Monday against 13 targets of the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. The strikes follow an attack Sunday by Kurdish fighters on a Turkish troop convoy near the country's border with Iraq and Iran. An unconfirmed number of Turkish troops were killed. Security officials carried former Chadian dictator Hissein Habré into court Monday after he refused to take part in his trial on war crimes charges. Guards then had to physically restrain the 72-year-old Habré as he thrashed about in his seat and shouted as an indictment was read against him. This is VOA News.